Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
What kind of animal is that, though? Is that a leopard and a cheetah? Them seals? A whole bunch of seals or walruses? Was this a bobcat or is that a leopard?
Dr. Innes Cluter, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre, is our guest this afternoon, helping us all things pet-related. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Beck. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Doing good, great. Good.
Hey, just what's the weirdest question you've been asked as a vet? Not from us, from...
that'll be the answer. From like, Jazeel asked me once.
Well, I have been asked questions about spiders.
Like trying to help them?
Yes, yes. Stick insects, African land snails, and I have been asked a lot of personal questions. I've had 2 marriage proposals.
What?
As a young vet. Luckily, I'm not in that bracket anymore. But yes, so we do get asked strange questions.
That's hilarious.
And did you say yes to one of them? Is that how you...
I was contemplating it, you know.
So is that how you met your wife?
No, actually not. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, no, we do get all sorts of weird and wonderful questions. I was asked once if humans have anal glands, and so, you know, it's all these sort of questions. And you just
Do they?
You just keep a poker face and you just be very professional and honest about your answer, you know? So yes, we do get asked.
And vaccinations are big at the moment, of course, because of COVID. But what about with our pets?
Vaccinations are crucial. In dogs, by far the most important vaccination is kennel cough. And depending on the time of the year, we normally see kennel cough pretty rife around sort of May, June time, changing of seasons. And then again, October, November, which is the next changing of seasons. Very contagious. You only need one dog to go around the park that's not even clinically ill to spread this virus around. And you've got a line of coughing dogs in front of your clinic. Vaccination, kennel cough vaccination, very effective. Not 100% no vaccination is, but it will limit the amount of disease by 98%.
So is it a one-off needle or do they have to continue to get it?
Every year. So it works a bit different with humans than in dogs. So we call it humoral immunity, which is the immune system remember things. And it remembers what those bugs look like. And with humans... I suppose with humans, I can't talk for humans, but I understand humans remember much longer those viruses, whereas in dogs, we have to remind the system every so often. There are these viruses going around. It's a good thing for you to just keep reminding that system. One thing in Perth, especially in us in WA, we've got the highest incidence of parvo outbreaks in WA. We've not had one around our area, but very sporadic you would hear about an outbreak. So that's also very important.
What is it?
Parvo.
And what's that?
So the common name for that is cat flu, although it's in the dog. A horrendous disease. It's a bug or a virus that affects the intestines. And very sadly, it's got a very high mortality rate. A lot of animals get die from it. And... the morbidity is almost 100%, which means that if you are exposed to that virus and not vaccinated, they'll
get it. How often do they have to get vaccinated against parvo?
So we give them a primary puppy course.
Yeah.
Those are 3 vaccinations in the beginning, and your vet will advise you. In WA, we vaccinate 3 times. In other states, I believe they vaccinate twice just because we've got this higher incidence.
Right.
From there on, you can either, depending on the clinic, you can either have a yearly vaccination or a triannual vaccination, which means that you can vaccinate every 3rd year against it. The vaccination is designed that way. The other things we vaccinate for, distemper and hepatitis, almost, I'm saying this very lightly, almost eradicated, especially distemper from Australia. Mm. I've not certainly seen any distemper cases in Perth. I suspect as you go further north, you might find it. Also a horrendous disease and also if they do recover, these dogs are poorly for the rest of their lives.
Oh.
So just get your dog vaccinated. Yeah. Same with your cat. You know,
going back to, is it Parvo?
Parvo.
Yeah. With that one there, if your dog does catch it, how would you know?
So these, very typically, they just start being unwell. We normally see Parvo at the changeover of puppy immunity to adult immunity, which is where their maternal immunity, the antibodies they get from their mum starts going down, their own go up. And normally sort of 6 to 12 months, 18 months, perhaps a bit longer. First instance, not eating. Then the vomiting starts. Then diarrhea starts, and then the diarrhea becomes bloody.
Ooh.
Once you've smelled a Parvo diarrhea, you'll never forget that smell. It's very distinct. And you need to get that puppy to the vet. You need to get that puppy to the vet.
Excellent. Well, thanks, get so your dog microchipped and vaccinated.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Ennis Kluter of Kingsway Vet Centre, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.